Cleveland resident Cynthia Williams believes in e-schools. She says her older daughter, who's now in college, wasn't being challenged enough in a traditional public school, so online school provided her with more opportunities to learn. Now, Williams has a 10-year-old daughter with a chronic health condition that makes it hard for her to function in a traditional classroom. So she's going to the same e-school her older sister attended, the Ohio Virtual Academy. Williams says the online school has provided both of her children with opportunities they wouldn't have had otherwise.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So on this day, Williams is one of the e-school parents sharing concerns about future school funding with Ohio lawmakers. Williams visits the office of Democratic State Representative John Rogers and speaks with his aide, Alex Bernka, about her concerns. The same thoughts she shared with me before the meeting. Williams says she wants to make sure the new school funding formula being considered for the state doesn't take dollars away from online schools.
My worry is that with this new budget formula, some of the added on monies may not come to the schools because there could be money that will be added for those building funds, which I don't know if e-schools will get.
Do e-schools have a building, though?
Well, no, not really where children are actually put inside of four walls for 8 hours or 5 hours a day. We do have offices where our student records and our administrators work from, but the children, for the most part, work out of anywhere there's an internet connection. That could be at their home, traveling, in the park.
Why would the money for buildings go to e-schools? I mean, you said you're concerned about that. What makes you think they should get it if they don't have a building?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but my concern is that not that we need it for the building, but you've got to understand that each of these students is shipped supplies and a computer, so there are logistic costs that go into effect that maybe are not being considered or looked at.
Williams says the infrastructure of e-schools needs to be considered just as the state considers the infrastructure of traditional schools. Her state representative, Democrat John Rogers, says he's talked to his aide about the meeting and understands Williams's concerns. And Rogers says he's not convinced this funding model provides enough funding for schools, period, regardless of the type of school.
You know, my biggest concern is trying to at least maintain the level of spending from the state to support our schools, public schools, and that would include continuing the public, you know, the funding of the electronic school, you know, for those kids that have those needs.
Rogers says he's not a stranger to e-schools. He's studying online to obtain a law degree, and he points out a lot of students who attend public schools in his district are taking college courses online, too. He says the electronic schools serve an important function. Rogers doesn't see the debate over funding as a choice between providing money for traditional public schools or e-schools because he says they work hand in hand in many cases.
But the funding of the electronic schools comes from the district that they're a resident of. And so it's important if we're going to continue or maintain their ability that we also support and maintain the overall district's ability to provide a great education.
About 40,000 Ohio students primarily attend e-schools. That's still a pretty small number when you consider there are more than 1.8 million students attending elementary, middle, and high schools in Ohio right now. But e-schools are becoming more popular as the number of students in online schools has continued to grow in recent years. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.